From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A fierce wildfire roaring through the foothills near Boulder, Colorado, has destroyed at least 135 homes, and the Forest Service says the blaze may not be contained for another 10 days. The fire has forced the evacuation of more than 3,000 people, among them Greg Brooks, who says he's doubtful that his home will survive the flames.
I've been through a lot in life, and I've been through some hardships, and I know that fires happen, but there was definitely a lump in my throat walking away from that place. With the few clothes that I had in a bag and a couple of guitars.
Hundreds of firefighters are battling the blaze, which is spreading through tinder-dry forests studded with numerous vacation homes and cabins. The fire is only about 10% contained. The remnants of Tropical Storm Hermine are rolling northward toward the Ozarks after forcing more than 100 high-water rescues in Texas and leaving two people dead in flash flooding there. In Dallas, Terry Butler says her home shook as a tornado swept by.
I just kept hearing sirens. And I opened the door and I seen some boys running, so I thought someone broke into a house. I went back in and shut the door, and then all of a sudden I heard a big old crash, and I tried to open the door and it sucked it back on me. My glass started flying everywhere its way.
Three tornadoes have been reported in Oklahoma, and flash flood watches are in effect there through the morning. Rises in home prices have turned anemic, and one research group says median prices could actually decline somewhat by the end of this year. But NPR's Paul Brown reports analysts are not expecting another sharp drop in home prices.
Home prices have been rising since their lows last year during the depths of the real estate bust. But with tax credits for home buyers now expired, the market is contracting again, and nationally, prices are stagnating. Still, Alex Villacorta of the research group Clear Capital says for a home price double dip, all the gains since last year would have to be erased.
That would have to mimic the rates of change that we saw during the housing panic.
Villacorta says it's possible, but he sees it as unlikely. He says many of the 15 highest performing housing markets in the U.S. continue to post double-digit quarterly price gains, but even those gains are slowing. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Rwanda trying to defuse an uproar over a leaked UN report accusing Rwandan troops of possible genocide. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Darkton has more.
Ban Ki-moon tried to reassure President Paul Kagame after Rwanda threatened to pull its peacekeeping troops out of Darfur. The UN Secretary General praised the hard work and discipline of Rwanda's soldiers.
Rwandan forces are well trained and widely respected. I sincerely hope that Rwanda will continue its excellent, indeed exemplary, work in support of peace and security in the region.
Ban said he'd listened to President Kagame's concerns about the leaked UN report, suggesting that Rwandan soldiers may have committed genocide in Congo.
This is NPR News. President Obama is defending his proposals for boosting the U.S. economy and creating new jobs, including a plan for $50 billion in spending to improve infrastructure, such as highways and airports. Speaking in the Cleveland area, Mr. Obama took on GOP House Leader John Boehner by name.
Despite the fact that this has traditionally been an issue with bipartisan support, Mr. Boehner has so far said no to infrastructure.
The president says the plan would help create jobs. Boehner is challenging the president to freeze all tax rates for the next 2 years, including Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% of Americans, which the president opposes extending. The Transportation Department says the number of people dying in highway accidents in the U.S. has fallen to its lowest level in six decades. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports several factors are being credited for the decline.
The Transportation Department cites three primary reasons for the decline in fatalities on the nation's roads: safer cars, more people using seatbelts, and police stepping up enforcement of drunk driving laws. Overall, traffic deaths dropped nearly 10% in 2009, falling to their lowest number since 1950. Still, highway deaths totaled nearly 34,000. Traffic fatalities were down in 41 states, led by Florida and Texas. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Investment bank Goldman Sachs is being fined $27 million by financial regulators in Britain for failing to notify British authorities about a probe of the bank by the Securities and Exchange Commission in the U.S. The fine is one of the largest ever imposed in Britain. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.